Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hi.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about a property offer sending campaign and its cost breakdown. So how much does it cost to send offers to owners? First, let's take a question posted by one of our members on successplant.com, our free online community.
Cool. All right. John asked, does data to doorstep normally include the elevation of each parcel? If not, how can I find it? I want to explain what data to doorstep is real quick and then the elevation and get into it. So data to doorstep is the current name of our tools. It's basically, Jack and I have all the education to get you going and rolling in our business, and we provide the tools too. So that's the name of our the whole package. You know, buying tools, finding property tools, sending out mailer tools, mailer discounts. I mean, it's all everything you need.
You're a group member and you get all the tools.
Yeah, you get everything you need to be have everything, access to everything that the pros use to send out offers,
right?
Really is what it is. So John's asking about the elevation of each parcel. Is it sea level? Is it 1,000 feet, right? 2,000 feet? What is the elevation of this parcel? How do I find it? So
this is a great question. And can I answer it?
Sure. Yes.
So this is a great question, and it's there's two ways to do it. And no, you don't need to be a member to answer your question, quite honestly. If you find the parcel in Google Earth Point or Google Earth Pro, you'll notice on if your settings are correct in Google Earth Pro, on the bottom right, wherever your mouse is, wherever you're looking at, which property you're looking, it's going to show the elevation, the elevation above sea level.
Exactly.
So quite simply,
feet.
That's part of the checklist and part of the education that you learn from us. It's actually pretty important.
Because when you're selling this property, your people want to know, is it 10,000 feet or 2,000 feet?
Right.
Is there going to be snow?
Does it snow?
Is there not going to be snow?
Yep.
You know, what are the trees like there based on the elevation?
Good question, John.
Love it.
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on our online landacademy.com community. Today's topic, this is the meat of the show, is sending offer campaigns, sending out a bunch of offers to owners, and how much does it cost? What's the cost breakdown? Well, with us, let's start with the anatomy of a regular deal. In the beginning, you learn how to do this, and then you get you become a member and have access to the assessor's databases all over the country. I think there's 3,300 assessor's databases in all, and there's like 3,400 counties. You pull the data, costs about 5 to 8 cents a unit. Let's say you're going to do a 1,500 unit mailer, multiply that by 5 cents, not very much money at all. And then it's time to get it out in the mail. And this is where I think, Jill, you said before the show, you chose this topic or wrote this topic based on a question that you received.
Exactly. Someone was asking us, okay, once I have the education, everything, what do I need to expect? Just to get some offers out. So, and the whole campaign, I break it down in three parts. You have to do what you think. Here's how I see it when you're doing this, Jack. I have the data and the downloads as one. I have the mail and the postage as two. And then the third thing you need to think about is acquisition funds.
Oh, sure, absolutely.
So that's how I see this.
It's a great point. You always want to use as much money for acquisitions to buy better property. And the least amount of money for overhead and all that other stuff. And trust me, we've done this the wrong way. And the way that it's set up now is optimal.
Exactly.
So 5 to 8, then the raw math is this. 5 to 8 cents for the data per record. And then how much does it cost to get it in the mail? And what are the different ways to get it in the mail, Jill?
There's three different ways. And I want to pack up one little thing on the data and the downloads, because I think this is so important. Because this guy and I were having an ongoing conversation about it. And there's right ways and wrong ways to do it. We make it seem easy, Jack. And that's the thing where I think people get hung up. They're like, you guys talk about like it's no big deal. It's because we have done it all wrong. It took us how many years to get to this point? and now we can save you, you know, kind of thing. So I have a lot of people, like one guy in particular, you know, just spent so much money and wasted so much time getting this data. I mean, we're talking hundreds of dollars for one county. Took 6 weeks to get the list. Because didn't know there was a better way. And that's the thing too. So I want to my point of this show is not only just the realistic costs, but there are better ways to do it. And sometimes you might think you'll be saving money, but if you're $125 for one county, when you can spend $200 and have every county in the country, let's think about this. And you can have every county in the country. Format. Yeah, and at your fingertips right now, today. I don't have to wait 6 weeks for the assessor to send it back to me.
And it's all in the same format.
Right.
So you just learn how to do it one time.
Right. And this guy learned to scrub it himself. I'm like, wow, it's just so amazing to me.
That's actually, my hat's off to him because it's tough. Mm-hmm. It's tough to scrub like county data. It's a mess,
And figuring out and hoping you have all the data you want. So, yeah. So I love it. That's that. Then the next step, like you said, Jack, is the mail and the postage. Okay, so I looked a few up, and I love it. Jack's advice and his thing is, for what our property type, 1,500 mailers is what you need to test a county. At that level, I'll start with yellow letters, cost 74 cents a unit.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. Click to mail is 68 cents a unit.
What?
I know. And our current one is 55 cents a unit at that small amount.
Yeah, with the Land Academy discount and the printer that we use in Pasadena, right? Mm-hmm. And then we're fairly close to releasing Land Academy's own printing scenario, which includes free mail merge and a bunch of other stuff in the 40 cents. We haven't priced it exactly yet, but I'm hoping that it's going to be in the lower 40s. But it'll be in the 40.
It'd be below 50 cents anyway.
You multiply, even if you use the one we're using now, which is what, Jill, you said 55 cents?
Mm-hmm.
That's 10, approximately 10 cents times 1,500 mm-hmm. that you're going to save.
Oh my gosh. Well, even lining up right now today, us versus Yella, a quarter a mailer, 25 cents a mailer, that's a lot of money that you're saving right there.
Right.
And I've had people even come back to us and say, oh my gosh, just what I saved on postage alone. You know, and how do we do it? We have a big group, and Jack has negotiated. Really, Jack, you, these fantastic rates, and you have a team there making it easy for everybody, and it's a no-brainer. So that gives you an idea. So the point of the show is, how much does it cost? If you budget $200 a month for the dealer, for the data, and that's the cheapest you're going to get anywhere, it's awesome. And that's...
Yeah.
It's...
Well, it's $200 to be a member.
Right. But we give you access to all the data all over the country. So that's what you need to budget for. And then the downloads, you talked about that. Right around 8 cents a download. And then...
That's not going to get any cheaper no matter what you do. Mm-hmm. Unless you buy a list and they're floating all over the internet for $25 or something, and now you're wasting a huge amount of money because you have no idea where the data came from. It doesn't include assessed values and some of the stuff that you really need to make good decisions about who gets a letter.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, go ahead.
Exactly. Then the postage and the mail. And the last is what you covered, the acquisition funds.
Yeah, the postage mm-hmm. and the mail is a big, huge issue because at 1,500 units, you save $150.
Uh-huh.
You know, so the $200, we really tried to make it so we could say this sentence. It's cost $200 to be a member, but you're saving more than $200 mm-hmm. by sending any type of mail out. And that's just by postage and data you're saving that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty amazing.
Exactly.
So how much does it cost to get a 1,500 unit mailer out, Joe? There's let's say it's 45 cents a unit, right? 45 mm-hmm. cents times 1,500.
I have to go back.
I'm doing it right now.
I know. Open. You know, it's funny. I had an email that I actually sent out on this, but I don't have it right here with me, so that's good. But
it's $675 plus 8 cents a record.
Tell me. You're so good.
$120. 675
mm-hmm.
plus 120 is...
Boy, we clearly don't script these shows.
it's $800.
Yeah.
It costs you $800 to get 1,500 after you scrub it, according with us. 1,500 offers in front of owners who are showing all the signs that they want to sell their property. No, it's not back to X property. And then you should be able to buy
mm-hmm.
if you're at 1%. about 15 properties.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you should make an average of about $2,000 per property with vacant raw plan. So, you know, 15 properties times $2,000 is what? A lot.
Right.
It's, you know.
Exactly.
$30,000.
Totally.
So you spend $800 to buy it to make $30,000.
You know what's so great, Jack? You do math in your head every day.
I know.
And you're so good. You look to me, you ask me these math questions, you look to me like I'm actually going to reply and I'm not. I'm just like, I'm waiting.
Is, you know, there's like Jill's shows and my shows, and this was kind of her show based on this conversation. No, no, it's not. You're not supposed to do math in your head. You're supposed to be pretty and funny.
Thank you. I'm like, I can, but you know what? I'm not even going to go there. It's okay.
You're the people person.
Thank you.
So, no, it's... You know what? I'm not like asking you the math like you're in fourth grade. I'm not like...
Okay, you look at me like you're looking where you're looking at me.
I'm just doing it in my head. I'm really asking myself.
Okay, thank you.
It has to click.
Like, sure, he's not waiting for me to reply on this one because I'm not going to.
The math switch in my head has to click.
Exactly.
Thank you for pointing that out, actually.
But you know, I mean, in the
here it is, recap it again. I don't mean to interrupt you. It costs about $800 to get a 1500 unit offer scenario in the mail, whether it's houses or land or apartment buildings or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You are going to buy one property for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to make more than $800? Heck yes.
Oh gosh.
Heck yes.
I keep thinking about that guy that we just it's so common, but people don't believe it. Buy it for 100, sell it for 1,000. People are doing that all day long. And if that's your business model, like many of our people, I think there you go. One of them pays for all of it.
That's just land.
Yeah.
You know, we wholesale houses doing the same thing. It's slightly different. We don't have a program out, an education program available yet, but it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And we do buy one house per 1,500 to 2,000 mm-hmm. mailers. And we cap our profit per house at $10,000 because we wholesale them. We don't even go look at the property. The person mm-hmm. who buys it from us does. So is it worth it? I mean, how many different ways can we say it? That was the math way.
Right.
Not to mention the jumping up and down in your living room way.
Exactly. Totally. This is just for me, just about getting, I want people to know that it's not crazy expensive. I think because a lot of people think that, oh gosh, to be in this world, you have to have so much money. And just to be an investor, I've got to have $50,000 to $100,000 backing, you know, and all this good stuff. No, you don't. You really don't. Anyone at any level can jump in.
I'm going to, you know, we're in a professional studio these days. This is what, our third or fourth week. And I just had like one of the greatest audio experiences ever. And it really translates to what we're talking about. So we walked in and decided to try something new and run this audio through. Hopefully it sounds better. Run audio through, the shows are now being run through professional equipment, like top rated professional equipment. And the guy that was helping us, you know, he knows exactly what he's doing. Just like us in real estate, we know mm-hmm. exactly what he's doing because he didn't say this, but he walked in here, plugged a bunch of stuff on, turned it on, smiled, handed me a water and said, "You guys rock." And he's like, "Hey, oh, this sounds great." He's done it a million times. That's, you know, right. It would have taken me a year
mm-hmm.
to walk into the studio and figure out what to do.
We've been doing this for over a year.
So from a real estate standpoint, we've been doing this since the 90s.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing.
It's true.
You can go learn on your own for a year or 2 years. Or you can just
right
walk into the thing with us and it's cost $800. Yeah, it costs $800.
Gosh, you're right.
To make $10,000 or
whatever. Can you imagine it's like if you start a new job, just dream it up. It's like starting a new job with no training. And they just go, "Welcome to the team. You know, you have the nice personality and you seem like a good fit. That's why you're here. But we're just going to let you figure it all out on your own."
I know.
You're like, no, there's training involved. They're going to help you get you up to speed, you know, so we're not wasting a lot of time and a lot of money.
Exactly.
That's it. So it's the same thing. Good point, Jack.
So Audio Alex, I'm sure you don't listen to this show, but thank you.
Exactly.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information, that's me,
and inspiration, that's me,
to get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half, sometimes less, of what it's worth.
One-tenth.
Often less. And sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Yeah, what a great feeling.
Yeah.
I've been doing this myself for quite some time.
Oh my gosh.
This is awesome.
like my raspy voice. The only thing is, maybe that's what's going on now. I'm actually picking up things in my voice that I never heard before.
Yeah, that is what's happening.
The quality's much better.
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening. I'm sure of it.
So funny. I gotta miss the fire engines in the background though. those were good times.
You know, it's not that we didn't. You know, that's a good point. You know, you and I roll like, let's just see if this works. Let's plug the stuff into the wall at the house. Buy some software. See if anybody listens to the show. Turns out they do. And then we go and get all the pros involved and stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of people do it the other way around. They get a bunch of money. They start hiring professional people to do stuff. They don't know what they're doing. I needed that time just to see, to become better at actually speaking in front of a microphone. Did you?
No.
You're born that way.
Thanks.
Are you?
No, you're like, that never worried me for some reason. I don't know why.
Were you in theater in high school?
Nope.
Why? No.
Never.
You're perfect for that.
Thank you. No, I was doing my own version of that, but
sure. You mean like drama?
Not professional. No. You're so silly.
Female drama 101.
That was so funny. It made me think of breakfast yesterday with our friends or with our neighbors and their kids, and they were sharing something that happened the night before, and whatever it was, their discussion was, Jill fix it. Watch Jill figure it. It was like we need to get access to something a sneaky way, and somehow my name came up.
Oh, access a sneaky way.
What was
That is hilarious. Your middle name.
Jill figure
sneaky
it out.
Way
Let's
access.
Get Jill on that. Right. Oh, no.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.